you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. You know, I'm ready to kick off week five tonight. Kind of got week four digested right now, so I'm in good shape. I'm happy to join you guys right and talk some Bears football.
Yeah, we're wondering, as you look at where the Bears are at, you know, they won a game against the Rams. The Rams came in kind of beaten up, and they did exactly what they had to do. Now they've got a Carolina team coming in that doesn't look like a very good football team. I know the Red Rifle was here briefly. He's going to be starting, and Bryce Young is benched, but how much better does that make them? Is this a game the Bears should do well with?
Well, I mean, Andy Dalton's come in, and he's been awesome. I mean, they've scored 60 points in the last two games. And really, they had chances to beat Cincinnati last week. About all of his receivers, I mean, there's no Adam Thielen anymore right now. But, I mean, the rookie Xavier Leggett's been good, and Deontay Johnson's playing his best football with them. I mean, they legitimately can run the football. The offensive line is good. This is a good offense with Andy Dalton. At least the last 2 weeks, they have been good. And anybody that would be overlooking this team, they haven't studied and watched in the last 2 weeks. They've been really, really good. And it feels like defensively now that they know that, you know, that they can score and they can move the football, defensively they played a lot better. Even without their best player, Derek Brown, who's out for the season, they're still playing really hard right now. And like I said, they had a chance to beat Cincinnati last week.
This segment with Brian Baldinger is brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. So, Baldy, the Bears' offensive line a little banged up. Tevin Jenkins has a rib injury, has not practiced. Matt Pryor slid in at left guard, Nate Davis on the right side. How much does this offensive line need a healthy Tevin Jenkins?
Well, I mean, I'm friends with Matt Pryor, so I'm a little biased. But I thought Matt Pryor played great. He went from right guard to left guard in the game. They ran the ball better than they run it all year last week. It was a big difference in the game. DeAndre Swift got loose. They went to their two tight end set with, you know, Mercedes Lewis and Cole Kmet, and from the very first play of the game, and they got some movement. And Nate Davis is a good run blocker. So do they miss Tevin Jenkins? Yeah, I think they miss his toughness and experience and all of that. Matt Pryor is far from a finished product, but he's probably the biggest human being on that entire organization right now. He's massive. And, you know, his size matters. Size does play a part in how he plays the game. He's not great, but I thought he, you know, to go from right guard to left guard like he did, and for them to run the ball like they did, I think they could be just fine this week, just the same.
Yeah, Baldy, I think we look at the Bears and we see a team that plays good defense and can do some things on the defensive side of the football, and it's almost as if they have taught the quarterback, hey, don't try to make a big play. Don't try to do too much. Protect the ball and take a check down and live to play another game.
That probably has been preached, you know, from Shane Waldron and Eberflus. I'm sure it's being taught to him. And look, and I'm sure the defensive guys are going, hey, we got you, bro. You're a rookie. Like, you just, you know, you grow. Take your time. Throw the touchdown to DJ Moore when it's there, like you did last week. Good throw. But you don't have to win these games. You don't have to be the rookie of the year. Like, we've got you covered. They've given up two passing touchdowns in 4 weeks. Any team in this league would take that. They're very good in the back end. Brisker was awesome last week. So I feel like that's kind of the formula right now. Now that they at least they made the effort in sustaining a run and they got Swift going, like, they should build upon that this week. I mentioned you played a clip. I thought he played better from the pocket. Made, like, they weren't big throws. You know, they're 6 yards, they're 8 yards. You know, their throw down the seam to Kmet. You know, I thought there was some improvement in Caleb's game from a discipline standpoint, from a timing standpoint. And it looked like it was good for the offense last week. Now you want to see him take that next step this week and continue that. You'd like to see them continue to run the ball like they did a week ago.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, the Bears' defense has held the opponents under 21 points for the last 10 games dating back to last year. They're getting the takeaways, and they certainly can rush the passer. They have a hard time stopping the run. For the second week in a row, Kyren Williams did to the Bears' defense what Jonathan Taylor did a week earlier, was able to find some room. What's your theory why the Bears struggle stopping the run?
Well, they've seen two of the best in the league. I mean, you know, Kyren Williams led the entire – I mean, I know that Christian McCaffrey led the league in rushing, but Kyren Williams led the league in rushing yards per game last year, over 100 yards a game. They made a run into the playoffs because of Kyren Williams. I mean, I know you guys probably watched him at Notre Dame, but he's a hell of a back. And Jonathan Taylor led the league in rushing 2 years ago. I mean, you look at some of the runs that those guys had. The Bears think they have them, and they don't have them. They're just that good. And so I don't want to say the Bears can't stop the run. I think they can. They have a plan. They play good run. You know, they have good run fits. These are just exceptional players. And so, like, Carolina has two good backs. Chuba Hubbard is a guy that's got great speed. He's a Canadian. Sanders is a good back. They're not Kyren Williams, and they're not Jonathan Taylor. They're good backs, though, and the right guard is excellent for Carolina, Robert Hunt. They paid him a lot of money. That guy moves big bodies. I would think that they would play better against the run this week than against maybe two of the best runners in the whole league that they've seen the last 2 weeks.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. And we should let you know this segment with Brian Baldinger is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit timbertech.com. Brian, the Bears flipped the field quite a bit last week with their punter, Torrey Thomas, and he was awarded the special teams player of the week in the NFL for how well he punted in that game. Now, they gave up a fourth-round pick for him, so you would think that he would be as good as he was, but sure enough, he was good. We've had this discussion on as to whether or not they are less likely to go for it on fourth down now because of his ability than maybe previously, although they're not necessarily a fourth down team.
Well, they've attempted 9 fourth downs in 4 games. I mean, that's probably above the league average right now. They've converted 7, I think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've had some success. I've talked to some coaches about this. In the analytics, I know a coach in this league that's won a Super Bowl in this league, and his decisions on fourth down analytics sometimes are made on Wednesdays. Like, I don't get that because, you know, you lose your right guard last week or your left guard last week, and you're switching guys up, and guys get hurt, and things happen during the game. I kind of like to put it in the coach's field bucket, game day. You know, when is the right time? I mean, Soldier Field sometimes could be a slow track. It could be, you know, you don't know what the weather's going to be like. Like, I think sometimes that plays a role in it, how the quarterback is playing, how you're running the ball on your short yard situations. I mean, I think all those things play a role. But field position should be a big part of this Bears team and success. And I say this all the time, and it's a cliche, but it really is a fact. Like, you want to try to win 2 games a year because of your special teams, and you definitely don't want to lose 2 games a year because of your special teams. Last week, the Saints lost to Atlanta because they muffed a punt at the 3-yard line.
Right.
There's no reason why the guy's fielding the ball at the 3-yard line. He muffed it, and they recovered it in the end zone, and they scored one of their 2 touchdowns. It decided the game. Like, you don't want to lose games because of special teams. If this kid continues to make teams have to drive long fields, it's a big deal. And special teams gets overlooked a lot, but I thought last week that was a significant part of their success. Stafford, you can say the Rams are beat up and rookie center and first-year left guard and all that stuff is true. But they beat the 49ers last week, and they went down the field, scored the game-winning field goal. Like, that's still a super well-coached team. And that's a good win for the Bears last week against a team that's gritty with a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. That's a good win that they had a week ago.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
As much as you study the Bears tape, can you help us understand what they're trying to do, or at least explain the usage of DJ Moore? Here's a guy that has not really been down the field as a threat, and I think he's very involved in the horizontal passing game. We're still waiting for the vertical passing game to take shape.
Yeah. He hasn't been featured much. I did score the touchdown last week. There seems to be a little disconnect between him and Caleb, just what route he's running on some of these option routes. Is it being converted? They missed on the sideline last week badly, or the week before. They missed badly in that game. The offense doesn't make much sense on third down sometimes. I mean, it looks like it's all one-on-one routes some weeks, and you're just waiting for a guy to win, and Caleb's under duress, and he's ready to throw it, and nobody's looking for the ball. I still think there's some real timing issues between Caleb and all the wide receivers and what they're trying to do on third down sometimes. And so it's something that it got better last week, but I think it's something that because they ran the ball and they stayed on schedule a lot better and they didn't have so many negative plays. But I think it's something that has to continue to evolve throughout the season right now.
Brian, we'll let you go. I'm just curious, does this division surprise you? The fact that the NFC North is right now, four games in, the best division in football.
They are what we thought the AFC North is going to be. It's the best division right now. Mm-hmm. And even last week, you know, Minnesota and Green Bay, I mean, Green Bay was dead in the water. Jordan Love, like, that guy can throw a football. I mean, he's going to keep you in every game. He got a minute a game last week. But Sam Darnold in that offense is real. We'll see what the Jets can do in London this week against him. But that's a very well-coached football team, a very talented football team. Detroit is very talented. You saw what Jared Goff did on Monday night and what that offense did. And so here's the Bears, you know, right now. And, like, it's tough. I mean, every one of these games to me is much see TV, like it was last week in Green Bay. Like, that was a heck of a comeback by them. But this is a very talented division. And the coaching is great. And Sam Darnold, it's not a fluke. Like, he's playing great football with a very talented team around him.
Great stuff, Brian. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah,
my pleasure, guys. Anyway, I'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.